Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Curry comes to the right side, lost the handle, gets it back. Guarded by Ananobi, 10 on the shot clock, comes middle, guarded by Towns, step out, pump fake, nowhere to go. Good defense by New York. Payton gets the ball on the baseline. Over to Draymond Green from the right corner, boom, with a three. He cuts the New York advantage in half with his first basket of the affair. Draymond Green puts on the headsets down there. I saw you talking it out there with OG Ananobi. And boy, Draymond, I think we set a season high for reviews in one quarter. We had five in the fourth quarter. That was crazy.
Oh, yeah, it was like four trips up and back. They have four reviews. I ain't never seen nothing like that. It's insane.
That's crazy. I got to ask you, because tell me about the difficulties of guarding this team, because if you switch, you could be guarding anybody from Karl Anthony Towns with his skill and size, and Ananobi, who's like, you know, once he gets downhill, it's kind of like a tank, or you got Bridges. They've got so many different, unique styles of players. How hard is it to guard them?
It's tough, very tough to guard. Mike's doing a great job with this team, using all the weapons that they have. Obviously, they're a lot tougher when you got Jalen out there as well. But I think our coaching staff did a great job with the game plan. Jacob Rubin, Jerry Stackhouse on the defense tonight. And, you know, the simple thing to do, or the lazy thing, I should say, would be just to switch it off, right?
Right.
Like, we're taking away shooting, we're going to switch it off. We didn't do that. And, you know, we started doing it for a couple plays and got right back out of it. So, got to give a lot of credit to our staff with the game plan tonight. It's tough to guard them, but that's why they're right up at the top of the East.
What did Mike Brown mean to you in his time here?
I love Mike. Mike was incredible. Just the challenge, the fire that he brought every day. Learning from a basketball mind like that, who's been around the NBA for 35 years. And I would just talk basketball with Mike, whether it's old basketball, current basketball, but just trying to learn and pick his brain. He's seen so much, and I'm happy, you know, for him to have that next job. I think, you know, he'll do a lot with his team.
Absolutely. I agree with you wholeheartedly on that one. When I walk my dog in the morning, I listen to all the post-game, you know, press conferences and everything, and you had a great comment the other day about the dog days. What have you learned about this time of year that you can apply to your game and maybe help some of the younger guys fight through this?
Only the strong survive during the dog days. It's very easy to tank right now. You know, no one feels well right now. Everybody's beat up. Everybody's trying to get to the All-Star break. But these games matter, you know, and coming out of the All-Star break, you got 25-some games left. So, got to take advantage of this, especially with us being on a homestand. We need to win these games, and I think our guys are doing a great job of pushing through it.
Little victories. You got the four games above 500. It's been a while.
Right.
Savor that, and we'll see you on Saturday when the Hornets come to town.
Let's make it five.
Thank you, Draymond. Draymond Green, my post-game guest. Warriors with the win. He shakes hands with Moses Moody. 126-113. Warriors get the win. And they had to fight hard for this win. But once they got control of the game, you felt they were in control of the game. And it really was that stretch. It was 31-14 in the first half. And then the Warriors went on a huge run over a couple of quarters and pushed the lead up, got the lead back. They outscored the next 69-52 in the middle quarters. Again, New York without Brunson, they're without Mitchell Robinson. As we know, you know, when you lose two players out of your rotation, it's a hard way to win a game. And I give New York credit. They fought in this game and gave themselves a chance to win it. But I think on the back end of the back-to-back, I thought they responded after being challenged by Mike Brown last night after what was kind of a lifeless loss for them in Sacramento. They responded and got it back. Karl Anthony Towns played through foul trouble. He had 17 points, 20 rebounds, 25 for OG Ananobi, 25 for McBride, 21 for Bridges on 9 of 11 shooting. McBride and Bridges were 18 of 27 from the field. But they don't get a lot from their bench. Clarkson, the only bench scorer in double figures with 11, and that drops off to 6 for Shamet, and then 1 for Okporty and Dottier that they scored after the game was decided. Warriors get 3 of their top 5 starters, 20 or more, 21 for Moody, 27 for Curry, who fought through a sluggish start to have a great second half. He had 7 assists on the night, 32 for Jimmy Butler with 8 rebounds, and then Brandon Pajemski continues his stellar play, 19 off the bench, 8 of 9 shooting, to help the Warriors to the win. Second chance points, 20-15. And when you play New York, if you can, that's a differential you can live with. You know, they now granted Mitchell Robinson, you know, didn't play in this game. If you haven't watched New York play, Mitchell Robinson is the best guy in the league at getting offensive rebounds and kicking it out for threes. The Knicks' percentage on that, it's like off the charts good. It's like 70%. They hit 70% of those threes when he does that. So it's a big loss for them. But, you know, give the Warriors credit. They did what they had to do to win. There have been so many games where the Warriors had a situation where they're playing a team that was undermanned, and they still lost. So this is a game you have to win. It's a winnable game. They did it. They got the four games above 500. Now you get, you know, you get try to tick off the next one against a very improved Charlotte Hornets squad. They're playing their best basketball of the year right now. In fact, they're leading L.A. by 16 with 51 seconds to go in the contest. And I just thought tonight, I thought the Warriors was very, they were very businesslike in this win. And, you know, even though Melton didn't shoot the ball well, 2 of 8, Horford 2 of 5, they made a lot of little plays to get a win. You know, Gary Payton II didn't score. He had 6 rebounds and 3 assists. So it's nights like that when guys don't score and still help you win a game. Those are nights to say, okay, this is, you know, they were professional about this night and got the job done. That's why they're 4 games above 500. And, yes, it's the second half of the season now. Tom Tolbert won't like this, but I'll officially say this, that you can start looking at the standings now, because it's the second half of the season, and, you know, from here on out, there are less games to be played than how many you have played. And for the Warriors, they picked up a full game on Phoenix tonight. Phoenix lost without Devin Booker against Detroit, so now the Warriors have a 1.5 game deficit to Phoenix for number 7, and only a 2-game deficit. They're only 2 back of Houston in the number 6 spot. So after all that, after everything the Warriors have gone through, you know, what's going on with Kuminga right now, what's happening with the Warriors, you know, some of the injuries they had early in the season, and finding the rotation that they have settled on, which now they're 10-4 in their last 14 games, they're still only 2 games out of a playoff spot, 3 games out of the number 5 spot in L.A. Actually, they'll be less than that. They'll pick up a game on L.A. because L.A. just lost. So the Lakers will be 24-15. And home court advantage, they're 4.5 back of home court advantage. I mean, granted, you've got 4 teams to climb over, but, you know, there's a lot of basketball left to be played. And the Warriors can really look at the second half of the year as a way for them to kind of make up some of the ground that they kind of squandered there in the first half. Portland lost tonight, so they pick up another game. Or did Portland lose tonight? I'm not sure. We have the scores. And Portland won tonight. So the Warriors will stay 3 games ahead of the Trailblazers in the battle for 8-9. And again, the Warriors have to keep winning games. I'm telling you, if Portland gets healthy, if Denny Avdija returns and Jeremy Grant and they get Scoot Henderson back, they've got the easiest schedule in the league in the second half. And that's something you can't discount. So you've got to make sure you keep that advantage on them. Warriors are 8-2 overall, and they shoot at least 50% from the field. 9-2 at home this year, and they score at least 120 points. And it's the largest comeback for the Warriors this year, down 17. Previously was 16 at San Antonio in that 2-game clinic by Stephen Curry down there. And they've won the last of 3 against New York, the last 2 at home. 10 of the last 14, and 4-1 on the homestand, which has 3 more games left.